I apologize for that. The recording got interrupted. But Daniel Eisenberg, Amud V'Chazara, Masech HaShavis, Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are on Amud Aleph, a few lines up from where the lines get wide, and we are responding to an approach that we just had. We just said that we have a Braisa, which could really parallel our Mishnah, but only if you say that our Mishnah is talking about Shehiyah. If you say it's talking about Hachzara, then you get into a bunch of problems. But the Gemara says, really, I'll tell you, the Mishnah is talking about, or it starts talking about Hachzara, the Tana Didan Savar LaKareb Yehuda Bechada, Upaligalei Bechada. And our Tana, meaning the Tana of our Mishnah, holds like Rabbi Yehuda regarding one thing, and he argues with him regarding something else. Meaning, I don't know if it's saying that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, whoever it is, but the Tana is not Rabbi Yehuda Shita, but he partially agrees and partially disagrees. Savar like Rabbi Yehuda Bechada Bechamin Avetavshel Venotin Lachzirin. He agrees with Rabbi Yehuda regarding Chamin and Atavshel, whether they can be taken off the fire or and returned. And he argues on one thing, De Ilutana De Dun Savar Lashaos. Because our Tana holds that Shehiyah is no problem, whether it is, even if it's not Garuf or Katum. For Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Belashahos, Nami Garuf or Katum, in Ilo Lo. But Rabbi Yehuda, in this Braisa, not in our Mishnah, holds that even for Shehiyah, you need it to be Garuf or Katum, and therefore, again, our Mishnah is really inconclusive. We don't really know what to do with it yet, and it actually this inconclusiveness will filter down to Machlokas and Rishonim and Acharonim of actually how we actually hold regarding these inyanim. But we'll return to them. We'll return to Hachzara and she as well. Ibai Lahu, but now the Gemara has a new question. Ibai Lahu, Mao Lismoch Ba. What about putting something next to one of these ovens, right? We're talking about Al-Gaba and Vesocha, but what about next to it, right? So the Mars just expresses this question. Socha v'gaba usar avalismoch ba shapir dami odilma loshna. Maybe there's no difference. Maybe you can't even put something next to one of these ovens. Toshma, come here, proof. Shtei, from this brayta, shtei kiros hamasimos achas grufa v'achas ketuma v'achas shena grufa v'ketuma. Right, once we quoted that brayta, we're going to quote it again. You have these two twin ovens, and one of them is Gruf of a Ketumah, and one of them is not. So, Mash and Al-Gabi Gruf of a Ketumah, Vaf Al-Gav, right? So, you're allowed to do Shehiyah on top of the one that is Gruf of Ketum. So, the Gemara says, listen, Vaf Al-Gav, Deko Solik Le Havla Me'idach. And this is the case, even though the oven that's not Gruf of Ketum is going to send off Havel. It's going to send off this, like, hot air. But the Mishnah says it's not a problem. So we see that you can indeed put this pot next to, you can do shiur for this pot next to an oven that's not Garuf and Katum, because the twin oven, it's on the one that is Garuf and Katum, and next one it's not. So the Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily the case. Dilma shani hasam dekeven de medalia shalit ba avira. Maybe it's different because it's already like lowered in a way that it's exposed, that the air like is shalit over it. It has an impact on it. So it's a little bit more in the open. But perhaps if it was like on the floor, not on top of the oven, perhaps next to the oven on the floor, maybe that would be more of a problem. So we can't necessarily say based on that. Tashma, come here, another proof. Damar of Safra, Amar of Chia, Katma Venis Lav, so Somchin La. That, so Rav Safra says, the Rav Chia says, that if it was Katam and then Venis Lav, so Rashi says, Chazar V'Huvara, right? So it was covered up originally. It was covered with cooling ashes, but then a new flame started up. So what's the status of this? Does it retain its status of being covered? Now this actually, this sounds very strange. Why in the world would it retain its status of being covered after it was uncovered, right? Meaning we're concerned that we have these, there's hot coals there. You put ashes on top of it. So the ashes should now, cover it up so you shouldn't come to stoke it. That's at least one shot. Because so you're going to come to stoke the coals, but if it's uncovered, right? If somehow the fire starts up again and the coals start up again and it's not covered, so it shouldn't make a difference that it was once covered before. But I heard Rav Rosner explain that it's like a psychological piece that you really need, or you may really need. This is really the Gemara's question, or at least the question of this brisa, to do an action that will remind you, but not necessarily remind you b'shas maisa per se. Could be, but maybe it's not that it's b'shas maisa that you need to remember, but just the fact that you put a preparatory prevention piece. It's a lot of good alliteration there. That should already remind you. That's Megala your das. It reveals that your intention is to not do anything on Shabbos. And that will remind you, even if it gets later uncovered. So does that actually work? That's what this teaching of Rav Chiya is. And he says, indeed, Katma v'neslavsa, somchen la, you're allowed to put it next to it, umekaimen la, and even if it's on it, you're allowed to leave it there, v'noltan menena, and you're allowed to take it off of there, umachazirin la, and you can even return it. So you could do all of these things. So but based on this, shmami na, lismoch nami kitma in lo kitma lo. So we see that you're allowed to put it next to it, but only if it was originally covered up. And if it wasn't, you're not. So this answers our question. Based on Rav Chiya's teaching, we see that you cannot even put it next to a stove if it is not garuf akatum. Now, Gemara says, the time echel, but according to you, right, you're saying because, right, the samoch is included there, but notlan mimena diktani kitma in lo kitma lo. Well, one of the four things that it said you could do, right, it said you could be somechet, you could return it, it says that you can be makayimit, meaning leave it on, but also you could take from the fire. You could take it off the fire. Now, taking out the fire is not a problem. There is no issue, midrash, midrabanan, of taking something off of a fire. But according to your diuk, right, that logic, you said, when can I be somechet? Only if it's kitma in, lo kitma lo. But would you say the same thing by notlin, when can you take it off? You can only take it if it was originally kutum. If it's not kutum, you can't take it off. No. So clearly, ella, tana, not, tana, so meaning like you can't be medayik, you can't make that diuk. Gemara says elatani notlin mishum machzirin, right? It says notlin, the case of notlin because of machzirin, meaning it wants, yes, like notlin is insignificant. The taking it off is not the chiddush there. Obviously you could take it off. It says you could take it off because it talks about putting it back on, the machzirin. So it just gave like the parallel, you know, verbs describing it. You can take it off and take it off and return it. But really the chiddush is not in notlin, and therefore you can't, and hachanami, tana somchen mishum mekaimen. So you could say further that the mentioning of the putting it, of being somechit is because of mekaim, but the smicha is not the, is not the chiddush here, and therefore you can't you won't learn from here that smicha is not okay if it's not kutum. But the Gemara doesn't like that comparison. Hachi hashta this now. This is what you're going to try to say. Hasam notlan machzirin b'chad makom hu. When it comes to notlan machzirin, those are like direct, those are like reverse parallels of each other, and they're in one place, right? You take it off the kira and you put it back on. So that's the same, like the same inyan. So it makes sense that if you're going to mention achzara, you might as well just mention notlan. Tana notlan mishum machzirin, right? Ela hacha somchen bechad makom hu mekaimen bechad makom hu. But to put something next to something is in one place on the oven, and mekaimen is leaving it on top. So it's talking about two completely different cases. So it wouldn't make sense to draw that to say that, oh well, since it's mentioned mekaimen, so it also will mention somchen. That doesn't make sense, and therefore there's no reason to assume over here that this is a limitation to smicha, meaning that you can't put something next to the oven. So nu, so my haviala, so what's going to be the halacha? This, what are we going to say? Toshma, coming here, proof from over here. Kira shesikula begefes ve'etzim somchen la ve'en mekaimen. Elam kein grufa v'ketuma. That if you have a stove and it's fueled by sesame, pulp, or wood, you're allowed to put something next to that, but you're not allowed to be mekaimet. unless it's grufa v'ketuma. So clearly, we see from over here pretty explicitly that you can put something next to something, even if it's next to the stove, even if it's not garufa katum. And just this teaching, this price continues. Gachalim sha'amamu oshenasan aleha na'ora shalpishtan. Daka, so if the coals are really are going out, or you place upon the on the coals this like this toa of flax that's thin, harihi ki ketuma, that is considered as if it is ketuma, and that is that brisa. Great. And the now the Gemara is going to continue and go back to our previous discussion, trying to see if our Mishnah is like Hananya or the Rabbanan, meaning is our Mishnah talking about Shehiyah or Hachsara, and that discussion will just continue onto Amud Beis.